ich es volle schieben mich mit Signe Israel, das Besnagol, als ihr dazu kein Signe Jom geschieht hat. Das ist nur Signe Jom geschieht hat. Signe Jom, they are the representatives of the home, the whole land, the whole test of Israel, not of one generation. You see, Zayin Tuvayir, if they were appointed by the residents of the city, also represent, but they represent on the local scale, I mean, the Tzibur on a local scale. Let's say, the Zayin Tuvayir of Tel Aviv, if all the Jews in Tel Aviv delegated to them all the authorities, so they are the representatives of that particular community. But Beznagodl are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. So Mele Kibush Rabin. So Kibush Rabin means a kibush by the Am Yisrael. Not by 10 million Jews. But by the Am Yisrael as one person. So Mele Beznagodl, if it's Midas Beznagodl, so it is just as good. So it is just as good. So Rashi is also meditate. But Rashi says, if the Ashishim Ribe, that's the biggest rabbi, let's say the Gabriel, Ashish Rabbi, Ashishim Ribe, 600,000, if the Ashishim Ribe participants in the kibush, then the kibush can be misyachis, can be attributed to Klal Yisrael. But if you have just a few, 8,000, 10,000, even 100,000, so then it cannot be misyachis. And this is Chelek Rashi, he says, in other words, if there is a mitzvah to be kaveish, so then even if one Jew does it, it's misyachis to the whole Umay Yisrael. Yoim Mash, one Jew, but he was mekayim a mitzvah in being kaveish. He's the Rosh Nitzvah from Avino. So Mele, it's misyachis to the whole Umay Yisrael. So it's a kibush rabin. But if it's not Rosh Nitzvah from Avino, there is no mitzvah. So you can have 10 million. So what? So it's a kibush by 10 million Jews. It's not a kibush by the whole Umma Israelis as one unit, as a chtichom yechetz. Only if it's a mitzvah. So mele we can understand. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, so what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says is true according to taste, it's not deserved. Rabbi Yaakov Emden doesn't mean that if Yana HaMelech would be Kavish, let's say, Mitzrayim, it would become Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. Yana HaMelech, with what he did, he only was Kavish those things that were in the Haftoche. In the Haftoche, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu. Some Mele, But by Surya, as a matter of fact, the Ramban Chumash says that actually Surya comes also within the Gvulin of Eretz Yisrael because the Pasuk in Eikev, Pasuk in Eikev. Kol mokim asher tirach kavad lechem ve'yu lechem yeh min ha'midbar ba'alvonim min ha'nor na'apros v'ad yom ha'achrin yeh gvulchem. Ad min ha'nor na'apros v'ad ha'yom ha'achrin. So Surya is an apros. So Surya is an apros. Rambam says that Surya is an apros. So it says yeh gvulchem. But the question is, Tesis mentions the Sefri that the Sanhedrin rebuked David HaMelech. Somuch upaltiva shaloch loikavashto vatohilech v'kibisam narai. So, but why is it that there's also a mitzvah? Adna apos, the answer is there are certain dargis. There are certain things that were given to Avraham Avinu outright, not just aftoch. Outright, just not aftoch, not just ishvei. It's almost actually not the same, so they are titled to it. Then that's the Tzaretz Noah, and then there are certain kings that were not given outright platform of you know, but it was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after in the Ramban Chumash it appears that the mitzvah of the Yerishtem of Yerusha Soares applies not only to Askna, it applies to all the Mikenes that the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mavtiach. But there are different dargis. There are certain Mikenes, not only the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mavtiach. He gave it us. It's ours. It's not even raw, it's Murzekes. And there are certain Mikenes that were not given, but the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mavtiach. So once we took possession of all the Mikenes that were given to Avraham Avinu, we have reshus and tzidme mitzvah to be kaveish the other mekenes. If the time is ripe, some mele, that's what he says. That's what Tesis means in Gittin. Tesis says in Gittin, he says, Avo shekol ma shokevshin, Avo acha shekol al tisroel kafshu. That means the origin little Avraham Avinu, not just Huftach Avraham Avinu. So, Dorish also midirsiv, kol mot mashatid hakachad lechadei, namid baralvonein. So that was Huftach to Avraham Avinu. So it's actually Yochit. But if somebody will be Kevish Mitzrayim, which does not even come within the Mekemes, that was Huftach to Avraham Avinu, so then it's even if Shishim Ribe like Teisves in Abdizor says. Anyway, that's so the sheet of Teisves in Abdizor and Gittin is that if it is Meorash Mitra Avraham Avinu, even if Yochid, a single Jew, is Kevish, it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. But the sheet of the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam says even Meorash Mitra Avraham Avinu, it has to be Nirbash al Bai Melech. Novi midas Rev Yisrael. Otherwise, even though it's Moresh Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, it's not Misyaches the Klal Yisrael. When is it Misyaches the Klal Yisrael? If it's done midas Rev Yisrael, midas Bez Nagodol, but just like that, it's not Misyaches. So it is a Kibush Yochid. So Mele, what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says is true, and Rabbi Natam Shite, when Rabbi Natam says, if a Yarden is Chayim Tumis Amayisres, because it's Kofshuli Bovel, it's not that he is Chilik and Mitzias. The Mitzias was, Ezra was not Kevish, but Yana HaMelech was Kevish. And, but Yana, since it was March, Nitla Avraham Avinu, Mesh Rabbein was Kevish. So, Itel Yishena Arts Yisrael, some Mele Yid Mifi Yochid, Yana HaMelech, Yid Mifi Zizduk, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Tzadik or a Rosh, it doesn't make any difference. It's Mishyachis to Klal Yisrael. And I think, according to Teisves and Hamitam, so let's say the other street is chayvim tumas ma'isras today. That's what I think. I don't know. Rabbonim paskin differently, but according to the Rambam, it's not chayiv. It's not chayvim tumas ma'isras. So mele what Reb Chaim said about the kasha about tzuye can be said even according to the Rambam. Even though according to the Rambam, so. So the Mikemes in Israel, like the other street, that Loik of Shuli Bovel, so Tushas Horus is not Chal. Why? Because we pass in Kibush Yochit Loish me Kibush. But according to Mandoma, that's why the Teretz Barikas Mishnah makes sense. But according to Rameya, who says Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so then it means that even Yochit is Kevish. Certainly in the Orish Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, according to Rameya, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So even if a Yochid is Kevish, Orish Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, without Beznagod, without Rebbe Yisrael, doesn't make any difference. Who the Kevish is, whether it's a Tzadik or a Roshe, even if he's Yana HaMelech, who is a Roshe, was a Tzduki, but he was a Jew, and he was Kevish yet. So according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, even according to the Rambam, it would be Niskadim Dishat Yisrael. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yezek, Mishochet Loish Me Kibush. So the Kibush has to be, in order to affect Dusha in the in Eretz Yisrael, even Noshin Tlavo Avinu, it has to be Al the Melech, Al the or the Novi, or Midas Revi Yisrael, Midas Bez Nagodol, and Yana Melech, it was not the Melech Al Pedin, he was not appointed by Bez Nagodol, not Al Pinovi, it was not the Melech, it was just like a president, a prime minister. Some Mele, it was a Kibush Yochid, but according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then it is Nitzkabim Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam Pastons like the Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So that's the, because Mishnah tells and Raivis Asoni, he says, why does the Rambam have to resort to Kavachim? It's Mamish the same thing. So he says, it's not Mamish the same thing. Why isn't it Mamish the same thing? Because this is a Kavachim. In other words, because it shouldn't be more chomor than the mikemish kofshul mitzrayim v'likofshul bovel. So v'likofshul bovel, even though so the right it is, but it is mamish likofshul bovel. No, it's not mamish likofshul bovel because this is kofshul bovel, but. And according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so it's mamish kafshur libavah. But we passed in that loy Shmei Kibush. Anyway, so that's the pshat in Rav Chaim. But Rav Chaim was like, all right, it's late enough now. Now, Friday, we discussed at great length the union of Surya. And I mentioned, I just want to repeat briefly, there is a kashi. The Gemara says, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so Surya is hiding from his eyes. According to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so Surya is not hiding from his eyes. So, many is the kasha. My have. The Gemara is not discussing it. Ligabi by Srish, my have. So the Gemara is discussing it. Ligabi by Sheni and Lachachum by Sheni. So what's Nafkimine? What's Nafkimine? Now the Ravid says that the Ravid in Pirei Dalet Mil Cheshmit Beivul that if a yard and Surya is like of Shulibava. And the Mishnah Melach says from the Rambam it's certainly muchach that it's like kafshur bava. Rabbi Natan in Yevomis Daf the Zion says that kafshur bava. So we want to share. If Surya is like kafshur bava, as the Ravid says and as the Rambam says, not like Rabbi Natan, so then. So how be kochen kofshul mitzrayim le kofshul bovel? So they're also part of Trumus and Maizis. So Surya couldn't be better than Eretz Yisrael mamish. So how does the Gemara say that according to Reb Meir that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so then Surya is chayv from Trumus and Maizis. And the Gemara bevadai means not chayv by Srish, might have it, means in by Shein, even now, but why is it better than Eretz Yisrael itself? Eretz Yisrael itself. And if we say like the Rabbi Natan, Yevomis Daf the Zion, that Ivarayarde is kofshul, or Rabbi Natan doesn't say about Surya, but Mele we could say if Ivarayarde is kofshul, maybe Surya is also kofshul. Let's say that Surya is also kofshul, even though Rabbi Natan only says about Ivarayarde, but in the Kibush Elibovel, so there was no difference, so it wasn't Kibush Yochit. There it was all the Chazoke. So Mele, what's the Nafkimin? So, there is a Teres by Rav Chaim in the Shurim Valoshen, and I said that I think that something else that Rav Chaim said later on is Pshat and Daftor and Schari, Daftor of Shabbos Chanukah, so he was Chizah, Rav Chaim was Chizah. But according to a terrace that Reb Chaim gave in Valojin, Valojin Ashurim, sort of Chaim assumed that, like the Avnatam in Yevomis, that, oh, you have it, it's printed, yeah?
In the wrist,
in the what?
In the Torah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that, but not the kinds of... Oh, that I know, that I know. But yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, that I know.
Did the other one printed?
I don't know, I don't know. In general, I'm not knowledgeable in... I only know the times, the real times. I mean, the other things... sometimes I look into it, but I'm not knowledgeable. So the Chaim said... And I heard it from my father, I mean, that's true, I mean, he said it in the shul. So he assumed, like Havnatam, in Yevomis, that there is, that Ivarayal, the Inuman Mele, so you too, so he could surely bother, because the Kesef, according to what the Kesef Mishnah says, surely bother. And the Gesef Mishnah in Perek Dalas Mechashmita Yevil says, no, it's not so poshet that it's not kafshul bavel, because Yana HaMelech was kevish shishim orim, the Gemara says. So maybe it could have been kevish v'ayavim and so yetu. So in other words, so the Gesef Mishnah assumes that v'ayavim and so yetu are both kafshul bavel. So he said that. So Rav Chaim said, it's kafshul bavel. So mele it's tolu in the machlekes whether kibush yochet shmei kibush or kibush yochet lo shmei kibush. Because the Yerushalmi says, in the pasuk in Yitzavim, So the Yerushalmi says, in other words, the Tifra v'hir b'chom avisecho. So the Yerusha Shniyo is better, is more effective than the Yerusha Rishen. So the Yerushalmi of Yerushalmi is avisecho. In other words, so according to all the Rishonim, except the Rach and Yevomis, Tesis mentioned it, so the Yerusha Rishonim of the Avisech of the ancestors has reference to the Yerusha of the Yeshua Benu. That's Avisech. Not the Ovis. The Rach says Avisech or the Yerusha Ovis means Avom Yisrael Yaakov. And the Yerusha Shniyo means Yerusha al the Yeshua Benun. So that means that according to the Rach, we pass in the Dusha Rishenu is Kichol Yishaito v'Kichol Osid Lovi. That's contrary to the Gemara in Chul. Harbi Kochim Kofshul Mitzrayim v'li Kofshul Bava. But that's the Rach. The Rach is Yishitas Yochit. But all the other Rishenim say that the Yerusha Rishenu has reference to Kibush Yeshua Benun. So lo yohoy aleim el malchus, because it was al bikibush, and the Yerusha Shniyo of the children and descendants, that's kibush Ezra. So v'hirbicho v'tifchom avisecho. So why is it better than, more effective than the Yerusha of our ancestors? Because avisecho kibush golu nifteru, because dusha rishenu is kisholish haito v'lo kisholish lovei. Viato, but the descendants, afal pishiboliso, after the chum baishen, after the goles, titus, loinifto. So the Yerushalmi says, v'yitifra v'yabicham avisecho, avisecho lohoyo aleim el malchus. Viato afal pishiesh el malchus, because bimei Ezra, so the otachasil poras. V'avisecho kim shigol nifteru v'ato afal pi shigol iso loy nifteru. So now the Rambam says in Pirek Vov Nuchabiz Aprire that Kedushe Rishenu by Shleime of the Yoshlaim, the Mikdash, his Kishalash is lovely. So Ezra didn't have to be Mikadish at the new. He was Mikadish, that was Lizikol and Baalmer. But it really didn't require any new Kiddush by Ezra. But the Kiddush Rishin of Eretz Yisrael is Loi Kishalash lovely. So the Rama mess, why? So he says, because the Kiddush Rishino of Eretz Yisrael, I mean, Kiddush Rishin of Eretz Yisrael was all the Kibush. Some Melos, since it was nearby from them, the Goyim or Kibush from us, some Melos, but like Kibush, but like Kiddush. But Yerushalayim Mikdash was not all the Kibush because of Shechina, Shechina Liptel. And then he says a similar reason. So Kiddush Rishin in Eretz Yisrael was all the Kibush. So Mele is Loikish Losid Love, because the Goyim or Kivish from us, but like Kibush, but the Kedusha. But the Kedusha Shnio, so Hoyalim or Malchus, so it was all the Chazoke. So Mele, even though they were the Goyim or Kivish from us, but the Chazoke is not but. Chazoke is but. I mean, so the Kesef Mishneh is the Kashe, Viteime, Vichi, 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 וכי כיבושים חזוקי גורה מחזוקי בלי כיבוש after all in by Shani there was I mean by Zrishn there were both there was kibush and chazok why there was no chazok they didn't work on the land I mean they worked plenty hard that's because of Mishnah's kash alright anyway so Rav Chaim has a sofik in the Shulam Baloshin he raised a sofik Sigizel's hakosof because we are bichov itivcham avisach that Avisecho kim shigolo niftero ve'ato afal pi shigolo yisolo niftero. So what's the pshat in the Sakosu? Is the pshat in the Sakosu that there is a difference between Kedusha al the Kibush and Kedusha al the Chazoke? So where the Kedusha takes effect al the Kibush, so then it's Kicholi Shaita v'loi Kishlos Lovi. Where the Kedusha takes effect al the Chazoke, it's Kishlos Lovi. Oh no! It's like there's Sakosu, a distinction between Kedusha Rishino and Shnio. Because by the descendants it was already a second Gdusha. So a second Gdusha is Kicholos Lobe. But the first Gdusha is Loi Kicholos Lobe. The first Gdusha.
What does Rambam
Lita Tam? I said it. From the Loshon Rambam, it's not Mashma that way. But this is the way Reb Chaim assumed in the Shulam Aleichem. So he said, the Gzeres HaKosuf does not imply that Kedusha al the Chazoke is to be distinguished from Kedusha al the Kibush. But the second Kedusha is Kisholos Lovi. The first Kedusha is Loi Kisholos Lovi. And the second Kedusha is Kisholos Lovi, even if the second Kedusha would be al the Kibush, as long as it's the second. So Mele, he said, the truth is, as the case of Mishnah says, that Elibovel Walkevish Surya Ivrayarn and Surya. So then the question is, in the second Kedusha there was no difference in the nature of the Kibush between Surya and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it wasn't Kibush Yochid. I mean, in all of Eretz Yisrael it was all the Chazoke, and in Surya it was also all the Chazoke. So why is it Tolu whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid Loish me kibush? So Chaim said, no. If we say kibush yochid, ishmei kibush, so then the kibush, the kedusha in Baisheini, was the second kedusha, because there was the first kedusha. Some mele, there's a kosuv, v'yabichov itivchom avisecho, that the second kedusha is kishlos lovei. But if we say like Rabbi Yisi, that loish me kibush, so the first kedusha was no kedusha. So in the Elibovel was this the first Dushe, because the first Dushe was no Kibush. So the second, so in the first Dushe, so there is a Aloche that is Loikisholos Love. Ligabi Shoar Tzisoil, it was the second Dushe, so it's Kisholos Love. Anyway, this is our answer. Then I try to explain, how can Rishenim say, Mishneh, the Rabbi Natan, that Elibovel were Kivish, Yarden and so, yeah, I mean, it's a fact that they were not Kivish. So the Kesef Mishneh says, because Yana HaMelech was Kivim Kevishishi Majoris. This is Gemara in Gush. And that's also a historical fact that Yana HaMelech was Kevish all over Eretz Yisrael, Shenis Avraham Avinu was Kevish Ivra Yarden, was Kevish Surya, everything. But the question is that considered to have Dushas Eretz Yisrael? So I mentioned it's telling the machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis. Tesis in Avrizor and Tesis in Gittin here says that whatever is of the origin, Nitro Avraham Avinu, so even without Shishin Ribbon, without Bezna God, even if he yochid me Israel like a Yoyobem Nashe is cave age, so it's considered Kibushra. And if it is, and if it is, when, and the whole Machlekes, Migimores, in regard to Surya is because Surya was near Bash while the Eretz Knan was not in the possession of the Jews. Because as the Sanhedrin said to David HaMelech, Somuch lepaltira shaloch loiko vashto vato hoilich vikevi sharam narai. So that's Teis Veshite in Gittin, Teis Veshite in Abrizor, Teis Veshite in Abrizor says, So it's not kibush yochid. Even if a single Jew does it, like Yoav ben Nash, v'imichutz l'aretzu, afil hoyu shom shishim ribei, kol kibush yochid. Call to be sure. Likach nire. Call chain reshus. Lir beish nikochus loris. The holds manchly kovash kolat is loyal. Lo hoyle reshus lir beish hus loris. The hochi said with a free pass of sekit. She kovash dovid aram rain varam tiva. Omelech is bohu. Somoch le partio shaloch loik of ashto. Vato helich vikevish. Ato helich and kabish hus loris. And then I was like, Busi yesh Yerushalayim at the time when David was Kivisuye, so the Yevusi was not in the possession of the Jewish people. I mean, Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. So anyway, Tesis says that in Eretz Yisrael, in the call Kivishoch, even if a single Jew is Kivish, not Beznagodl, no Shishim Ribei, no Umvitumim, nothing, just a single Jew is Kivish, so it has a din of Kibush Yocht, of Kibush Rab. The Rambam Shite is to the contrary. Yeah. The Rambam says, in the Kalat Mekastumis Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisroel Ha'amuro B'chol Mokein, Ki Ba'arotzei Shekipshu Melech Yisroel, Unobi midas revi soya. Vizel Hanit Kotibushrabi. Avo Yochid mi Yisroel, or Mishpocha, or Yishavet, Shaholcho Vikov Shola Atzmon, Mokim Afilm in Horech and Nito Avrom, or Vino Lavrom, in Nikraz Yisroel, Kedishi Nago Bekla Mixtus. That's what the Ram says. So Afilm Horech and Nito Avrom, or Vino. If tested with all Pibes Nagod midas revi soil, or as the Ram says, Nilchas Molochim, Midas Beznagodu, a Melech, or Novi. Not like Tesis. So I said, what's the pshat, what's the machlekes between Tesis in Avdizor and Tesis in Gittin and the Rambam? Actually, they both are made. Kibush Rabim by definition means a kibush not by a single Jew, but by the whole Jewish people, by the whole Ummah Yisraelis, by the whole Knesset Yisrael, the whole Tzibur. Not Tzibur, we have a Tzibur of a minyan, and not Tzibur just of Shishim Ribei, of the whole Tzibur, of the whole Ummah Yisraelis throughout the generations. So in other words, but Teisa Shite is, if there is a mitzvah in being Kevesh, so then when one Jew, like Yoyo Ben Menashe, is Kevesh. It's attributed to Klal Yisrael. We don't say the kibush was done by a single Jew. All right, he was the shliach of Klal Yisrael. Of Klal Yisrael. But it's misyaches, it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. But if there is no mitzvah, let's say if not Dorosh and Tlafon Avinu, so there is no mitzvah, on the contrary, it's an aveira. Some of the paltira shaloch leka vashto, but a hilich vikivish and saram narayim. So then, even if Shishim Ribe, that's what he says, even if Shishim Ribe Jews do it, so it's a kibush by 600,000 yechid. So it doesn't make any difference, kibush yochid, or 10 yechidim, or 100 yechidim, 1,000 yechidim, 600,000 yechidim, or even 10 million yechidim, or 80 million yechidim.
The halacha dictates whether it's called the yochid or the
that's right, that's right. If there is a mitzvah of kibush, wir richten, wir schaften bo. So one Jew does it. It's attributed, it's misyaches to Klal Yisrael. And that's the pshat. I mean, the Kesef Mishneh, what is it? Kesef Mishneh didn't know the historical facts that every child knows. That Ezra was not Kevesh Ibrayarden, Ezra was not Kevesh Surya, and the Ravid says, and the Rambam says. Kesef Mishneh didn't know that. And the Kesef Mishneh says it in the Rambam. When the Rambam is clear, as the Mishnah points out, the Rambam says that Tzvichi Shvis Nivayarden in Tzurye Anatosa Lo Yiyu Eilech Murin Misvichi Yarotzei Shekov Shul Misayin Kov Shul Bodo. So it's a riot that Tzurye and Nivayarden are not Kov Shul Bodo. Otherwise, what kind of a Kalvachimer of logic does the Rambam mention? The mention. So the Kesef Mishneh says, Yana Melech. The answer is, the historical fact is that Ezra himself was not Kivish Ibrayarden in Tzuri, but Yan HaMelech was Kivish. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Me'or Ktzion Simen Shinvov on Erechaim, on Tur Erechaim, he says that all the Mikemis that Yan HaMelech was Kivish, even though Ezra was not Kivish, has a din of has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Dushas Eretz Yisrael Chayim Tumas Amayis. So now, and but it seems from the on surface it appears that the Kesef Mishneh is like because the Kesef Mishneh says in Perek Dalet, Yerushmita Ve'evo, Ever Ayarden Ushvit Perek Dalet in Yerushmita Ve'evo Alocha Chafches Ever Ayarden Shvis Neeges Bon Midivrei Ustichi Surya Ever Ayarden Mitorim Ba'Achile. So the Sfich Mamuta. Omar Avraham Ibrayad, Mario Zorich, Lovim, Kalvachimia, Hari, Lorziko, Lebobel, Vachim, Sori. So the Kesef Mishneh says, Uma, Shikosov Rabbeinu, Sfich, Sori, Vayad, and Tom Bachil, Yura, Rotis, Hiluch, Murim, Kosov Ravet, Mario Zorich, Lovim, Kalvachimia, Hari, Lorziko, Lebobel, Vyesh Lema, Deno, Neidim, Kopshali, Bobel. Tzas ha-rotzis mevayar misoye shehoyu ba-isheini melochem takifim kmoi shemotzinu b'yana ha-melech shekoba shishim yira k'diset dushin perikain. So he says it in the Rambam, but so bish loim if the Rambam shit had been like Teisves, then we could understand. So mele a v'rayardin and tzoye is kofshuel bovel. And even though not Ezra was Kevesh, but Yan HaMelech, but like the commentator Shite, that in Dorosh and Nitl Avraham Avinu, so even when a Yochit me Yisrael does it, is Kevesh. So it also is Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. So the Kibush by Yan HaMelech was also Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. But the Rambam Shite is to the contrary. The answer is no, it's not difficult. Because why is the Rambam Shita the country? Because the Rambam Shita is because we pass like Rabbi Yisi that Kibush Yochid is loish me Kibush. So Mele, if a Yochid, but Tesla Shita is in the origin of the Avraham Avinu. So even when a Yochid is Kevesh, it's Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. But the Rambam Shita is no, even the origin of the Avraham Avinu. When is it Misyachis to Klal Yisrael? If it's done Midas Revi Yisrael by Melech, Novi, or midas bez nagodl. But if it's done by yochid, it's not misyachis to klal Yisrael, even if it is nourishing to Avraham Avinu. So mainly if it's not misyachis to klal Yisrael, so it's a kibush. So it's a kibush yochid, and the Rambam paskens kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. But the mele Reb Chaim Steretz makes sense. In other words, because the Rambam shita is, as the Gesh Mishnah says, that if Rayard and Tzuriye was kofshuli bovel, not in libovel Ezra, but the Yan HaMelech, and since some mele Reb Chaim Steretz makes sense. The kashi is, how can there be machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi? Whether Suri is chayim tumas on maizres or not, Rabbi Meir says it's chayim because kibush yochid shmei kibush, and Rabbi Yisi says kibush yochid shmei kibush is not chayim, but might have. And now in Baisheni is a monefshech. If it was kofshuli libavel, so then it wasn't kibush yochid. No, it was kofshuli libavel, not through Ezra. It was kofshuli libavel through Yan HaMelech. So Yan HaMelech was kibush yochid. So Mimele, if kibush yochid shmei kibush, so it was shmei kibush in Bais Rishon by David, and it was shmei kibush in Bais Sheni by Yan HaMelech. But if kibush yochid lo shmei kibush, of course, so it's potter of Tumas HaMaisres. That's what we said. Then I said that Reb Chaim obviously was chizer from his teretz when he assumed that the pshat in the Gezeres HaKosher, v'hir b'chov tifchon avisecho, is not that chazoke is distinguished from kibush, but that the dusha shniyo is distinguished from dusha rishenu, because Reb Chaim says in the pshat in the aftor. Vayimer elai moato reye vayima hoyisim nirazov kulo vigula al reisho v'shiva nevesel aleo shiva v'shiva mensokas aniris ashar reisho ushnaim zeisim ole achod mimina gulo v'achod al smelo v'an vayim ala malach adir abi lima moila adeni v'yana malach adir abi vayimer elai al yodato moe meila vayim aloi adeni v'yam vayim elai lima zed varad ishem zubav lima loy v'chayel v'loy v'keach kim beruch yom ha'ashem tzvokas. So the question is, when Zechariah asked the Malach, Moila Deni, Vayana Malach Adiva Bivayim, Rila, Yedata Moi, Meira, Vayim, Alo Yadeni, he argued with the Malach. What is it? He argued with the Malach, with the Svore, the Malach told. So that's the real MS. So how does he argue? And then when he said, Lo Yadeni, so then the Malach said, Vahad Yishalim, Lo Yibichal Lekiach. What's the pshat? So Reb Chaim said, with the Malach, because the Alk Shemini says, and it's mentioned in the Psukim after, the Psukim of the Aftor, Hale Eilesh Neibne Yitzo. In other words, the two olive trees that were revealed by Maran Vuye to Scharye symbolize the two Mishuchim. The Malchib Nidovit were Mishuchim Shema Mishra, and the Kira Moshiach, King Godel can be appointed for people of Godim too. In Baisheni there was no Shem Ramishro. Yishio HaMelech was Genis. So how did they be? How were they dedicated as Kan Galim for people of Godim? Because a King Hedid is Eved B'Dalet Godim, and the King Godel is Eved B'Chez Godim. So by putting on the Chez Godim and doing the Aveide, he was Niskadish and dedicated as a King Godel. But in Bais Rishon, they were Nimshach b'Shem HaMishra. So that's the two olive trees. So then he said, but he said, V'am v'im al amal hadir abi leimer moil adin. It's not that he didn't know that they symbolized the two olive trees. So but the v'yan amal hadir abi leimer al yodatam ha'ele. You don't know that these two olive trees symbolize the two Mishuchim B'shemen HaMishra, the Malach Bizdovit, and the King HaMashriach. So he said, Lo Yadeini, I know, but I don't understand it. I am Vikashi. In other words, that was a Nivuye and Baisheni, because the Malach mentions Zobovel, where is Zobovel? In Baisheni. Baisheni, how could there be Mishuch B'shemen HaMishra and Baisheni? There was no Shemen HaMishra and Baisheni. Malach Bizdovit, there wasn't. And King Godel there was, but B'ribub Godim, not B'Shemen HaMishra. So that's what he said. Lo Yadeini, I know, but I don't understand it. So in other words, so the Malach gave him a teretz, and he means that teretz consists in the Rambam Pirfov Nuchel Visapchire, or the Rambam is the Kashe, why is it that the Kedusha Rishaino is Kitcha Rishaito, or Kitcha Zlavi, Kitcha Shniyo, Kitcha Zlavi? So the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishaino is all the Kibush. So Kibush, Botla Kibush, so Botla Kedusha. Aye, but the Kibush by Yeshua was a Kibush of Kedusha, of Piyadibo, of Pibesna Godel, I mean, everything. And the Kibush by Nechadnetzar was a Kibush of Tumeh, of Shvichas Domim and Gezel. There's nothing to do with it. This is kibush and that is kibush. So a kibush of tume can al pidin be mafkia, a kibush of dush. Mashein kin the dush the yerusha shniyo, that was al techazoki. So kibush cannot be mafkia. That's what the Malach said. Yus chaye thing that in baisheni it is like baisrishin for chayel and keach. So maybe it would be a good kashin. Because then the Nivuye and the Baisheni could not be fulfilled in the Baisheni because it's Kishol Ishaita, Loi Kikos Lovei. But Loi Bechayel, the Loi Bekeach, the Gdushi of the Baisheni is Bechazok and that's Kishol Lovei. So that means that even the Meis HaMashiach, it will not be a new Gdushi, it will be just a continuation, a Hemshech of the Gdushi affected in the Baisheni, and the Meis HaMashiach will have Shemen HaMishra, will have Malchus Bizdovit, and will have Kein HaMashiach. So here in this piece, Reb Chaim emphasizes the why is it Kishlos Lovei, because it's Loi Bechai Loi Bekeach, not the way Reb Chaim said in the Shurim. So I feel that Reb Chaim was crazy from this terrace that he said in the Shurim Balash. So then he held, and that's Mistaba like this, because from Boshna Rambam it's Mashma that the reason is why the Kedusha Shniyo is Kishlos Lovei, because it was Or Chazoke, but had it been Al the Kibush, so then it wouldn't be Kishlos Lovei. So then the question arises, if so, so Hadrach Kushli Ducht. So, why is there a machlekes in Gemara about Tzuri, whether it's chayev in Tumas HaMaisros or not? So Rab Meir says it's chayev because kibush yochid shmei kibush, and Rab Yisi says it's poter because kibush yochid lo shmei kibush, but may the have by Yisrishin is may the have, and now, so it's not, it doesn't make it enough gemine, because certainly the Rambam Shiti is that he is loik of Shuli Bava, because the Rambam is, because Ezra was not Kevesh, and then Yana Melach's Kibush is a Kibush Yochid. So it's nothing. So Mimele, so what's Nafkimine? So why do you say that according to Rameya, that he says that Kibush Yochid may Kibush, so even now Bismanazeh? So Surya is hiding to Musa Maestris, but how is it better than the Kochim, the Kofshul Mitzrayim, that was the Kibush Rabim, the Kofshul Lebovel, and here it is certainly the Kofshul Lebovel. So we have to give another teretz. Now, in order to understand that, we have to go over a Gemara in Chum. Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz ben Chomov shor Rav Meir lifnei Rebbe al Rav Meir shochol ole shel yerek beishon gehiti Rebbe's beishon kulo al yodi chibro lov echo vubisovi vamulei mokim shavisecho vavisa visecho noagu beisea ato timik beheter dora shlehem mikro ze vichitas nechashon achishes asarosa meishe כדא יומי מוהימו היו בני ישראל מקטרן לוי ויקרו לוי נחושתן אפשר באוסו ולוי ביירי בישופת ולוי ביירי ועל כל אבידי זור שבאילו מוסו בישופת ביירו אלא מוקים ניחו לי אבי סוף לסגד הבי אף אני מוקים שהניחו לי אבי סוף לסגד הבי מכאן את המשכוכם שאומר דבר הלוכה שנזיך ניסי ואמר לו אם המזניך ניסי ואמר לו אם נסכיך ניסי מן דומה מזיחן תרסיל איזה אחי שמן דומה אם מזניחן תרסיל איזה אחרו לא עמד שם ומן דומה מזיחן ניתנה משרוב זה אחסוכי הלבובי רובו מחלי עלי רובו מחלי כזליסון מסקיף לו יהודה פרית רבשינו עם פז ומיקל מן דומה די בישון לב מעל תסוילו ועקסי ולהיריש נשז בישון וזניסר וסנוך וזניסר השתמתי הודה אומר רבשינו מן היוקים בשום רבלזר מנדוס שומע משום הפלזר בן שמוע הרבה כוח לבקוף של מצרים ולקוף של ליבובה וכסוד הקדוש הראשינו קיצ'ו לישייתו ולא יקיצ'ו לסבלובי ויניחו כדי שיסמיכו עליהם עניים בשביס שיסמיכו עליהם בשביס סורשי סז הרבה כוח לבקוף של מצרים וקיצ'ו בקדוש הסורץ ולא יקוף של ליבובה לקצ'ו משניו ולקח לא יקוף של מתכסובה Hail, because they could have settled in Bishonto, so they deliberately omitted to be Kavish Bishon. Why? Because Ava Hoyo the Hutro Hutro, the Gushan is in the bottle. The Hikicho Yeshua Lishai to Kicho Mosi Love, Kishi Gold Mechadeza, the Rotel Hazel the Shoso, Kishi Mutter, Lachish, Mizrea Shon Bishvis. If they had been Kavish Bishon, so then it would be also to do work on Shviz, so that would enhance the problems of the poor people of Dani. They wouldn't have any mice on. So, because it's Hefka, Sheinehegez Bechutz Loretz V'yismucha Aleim Anim Little Like a Chikho Peyo Mice on Ubishon Neheno Yisa Ve'yisa Shikichu Hein Loibotl Bechom Shein ולאמרינם ביבומס באור ויבחר שמתכלו אשר לסכו וירישתו ירושו ודסתי אליי לדרושן ירושלמי ירושו ראשינו ושניו יש להם שבוטו ירושו ראשינו ונקרא שניו ירושו אבל ירוש שליש ישן להם it's not necessary למייס המשיח to resort to a new ירושה because it's כשלוס לובי שהשניו ופוסקו הלכב מרבא נועג ואיסה בארץ so then Rebbe was martyred. So what does it appear from this Gemara? That the Kochim that Kofshu el Mitzrayim, V'loi Kofshu el Bovel, V'loi Kofshu el Bovel, so then there is it's muta, like Bishon, so he's not chayav in Trumas HaMaisis. Tesis says the Kashi. והייתי רבי בישון כולל יודי משמע די מייסה נהיג בחוץ לארץ because תו לא יקופשו לא יקיצ'ו לא עושה לווי so it's not out of Israel but there is a חיוב of to being מפריס תומס המייסה סיבן in חוץ לארץ in המנימי of מצרים in בובר so how could בישון be גרוע than חוץ לארץ so it's משמע And since Rebbe was Matia, in Bishon that you don't have to take off Maisres, and even Bishon was Kofshuel Mitzrayim, but like Kofshuel Bovel, Alachas Kama Vechama Chutzlaretz Mamesh, like Bovel and Amnoneov and Mitzrayim, is certainly Potter. But there are Gemores that Bovel, Amnoneov, Mitzrayim, is Chayev and Trumas Maisres. ביתי רבל בישון כולו על יודי משמע די מס הנהיג בחוץ לארץ וכי משמע דאביזור לפרק רבי שמואל וכמה רשלופי שיקלה לבוצרו חזינו דאוך לפרד לאסרה עושה לו עושה כמה רבי יחנו על נבטורכו schmeiße die Trumme nur in die Chutzleut. Nein, an der Tiercho, Aloch, Sil Hoda, die Batzke, Lafheine, Botzer, die Botzer, die Chutzleut, die Chayobes, Meisser, die Teme. So von diesem Gemorre, die Piers, die Chutzleut, die Spot of the Meisters. And the Gemorre, the Visorit also appears that way. Wie Teme, die Ferikat, Kamo, Muchach, Kuh, schmeiße die Trumme, Nerges, die Chutzleut. Wen Lima, oh, so rasch ist das Kasch. So, what does Rashi say? Vein leimak di pirishoch di kuntres. Di davke trumas dogon tirish viyitzo. Dave beres de reise. Is bichutz lores havim de rabbonon. Avo bishor peyreis loy. So Rashi says, how does Rashi answer this tira? From this gemoren, gemoren abizori it appears that chutz lores spot of trumas beise. In gemoren peyreis it appears that in de rabbonon, even chutz lores like Bovel, and I'm in the mayor of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim and Trumas Maisres, so Rashi says, mit Rabbono and Chutzloret, Mitzrayim and Trumas Maisres, if the Peres in Eretz Yisrael Achayv mit Reis, like Dogon Tirish Vyitza. But, Yerek here, Yerek is certainly mit Rabbono and even Eretz Yisrael Mamesh, so Mele in Chutzloret is Potter, is Potter Ligam, but that's Rashi. Then Rabbono Tam gives, it's a long thesis, and Rabbi Tam gives another teretz, and Rabbi Tam says that Einoch name that Chutz Loretz is chayv mit Rabbonon Trumas Maisres, not only Dogen Tirish V'Yitzo, but even Peres Ilon, even Peres Yerek. But what Rebbe was matir, he was only matir, Mai, but not Vadai. Vadai is chayv in Chutz Loretz, Mai not. So in Eretz Yisrael itself, even though Riva Moritz must name, but mit Rabbonon, we can't rely on that, so we mechuyev to be Maiser, but mechus loris not. Then Tesis gives another Teretz, which is also, the Rambam mentions it, that in Chutz Loretz, only the Mekenes HaKrivim, like Bovel, Amnumeyov, very close to Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzrayim HaChayev, in Trumas HaMaisres, but Mekenes Rechekim, like in Europe, you know, France, you know, Germany, Rome, I mean, where the Rishonim lived. So that is certainly Potter. Certainly Potter. So, and what is? So the Rashba says, Bishon, so why is Bishon Bishon? Bishon is more cold, the Rashba says, Bishon is more cold than Amnumeyov, because Amnumeyov, they were Chutz Loretz Mamish, not even Kofshul Mitzrayim. But they were closer to the Iker HaYishuv of Jews in the Bayi Sheni than Bishon. Bishon was Kofshuel Mitzrayim, but he was farther from the Iker HaYishuv. So that fishiness. Anyway, from all these Rishenim it appears that there is no Chiyuv of Midrabonon, of Trumis Maisres, Biteras Eretz Yisrael, in the Mekenes, that Kofshuel Mitzrayim, the Kofshuel above. Only, the Mishenim only discuss why should it be Goruath and Chutz Loretz. So Rashi says, Einoch Name, Bishon is like Chutz Loretz, but Chutz Loretz is only Chayef in Dogon Tirish V'Yitzo, where in Eretz Yisrael it's Midraises, so Chutz Loretz Chayim Rabonon, but Peres Rilon and Yerek, where in Eretz Yisrael it's only mit Rabbonon, so in Chutz Loretz is part of the Gamre. And Rabbi Tam says, Chutz Loretz is only Chayev in Vada in mit Rabbonon, but not in Mai. But one could say, that's Chutz Loretz Mamesh, but the Mekemes that Kofshuel Mitzrayim, or Kofshuel Bovel, that's not Chutz Loretz. That's not Chutz Loretz, it's more than Chutz Loretz. It has a Shema Eretz Yisrael. And in Bais Rishon it has Gdushas Eretz Yisrael too. So maybe that's more chomer. So we see from all these Rishonim, from Rashi, Rabbi Tam, Tesis, that there is no special chiyuv of Trumis and Maisres in the Eretz Yisrael that Kofshuel Mitzrayim and Kofshuel Bala. But only mitzat Chutz Loretz. Of course, why should it be Goruah and Chutz Loretz? And Teisa says that even Eretz Yisrael itself, if it is not a Mekemes HaKrivim to the Ikra Yishuv, so then it is Potter, even though it's Kofshuel Mitzrayim like Bishon. So we see from all these Rishenim that there is no chiyuv of Trumis Umaisres mit Rabbonon mitzad Eretz Yisrael. So it is distinguished from Chale. Chale, there is a chiyuv of Chale in Chutz La'aretz also, but there is a difference between, so it's a Mishneh in Chale. So in Sharotzis, the Chale. Yes, Perek Dalet of Chale Mishne Ches. Ram Gamliel Eimer, Sholish Arotzis Lechale, Me'at Yisroel Vad Gziv Chalachis. That's the Mekemes of Yisroel that was not only Kofshul in Mitzrayim, but Kofshul in Bova. So it has the Shem Me'at Yisroel and there's a Gizhus Me'at Yisroel. So then you have to be Mafrish one Chal. And of course, this is reference to the days when there was Tare, there was if a poor, so we could, you know, eat rumes and chale, bitar. So then you have to be mafris, chalachs. What's the shir midraise? So chale is like truma, chito achase mashu. But midrabonon, there are two shiurim in chale. One is a nachtein has to be mafris, echod memches, one for the eighth of these. And the Balabais says to Mafris Echod Michov Dalet 1/24. So Me'arat Yisroel Vagziv Chalachas one chale, and that is Necha, and that's the Shia Nachtein. So Echod Melches and the Balabais Echod Michov Dalet Mikziv. Then there is another level. Mikziv Vadano Vadamono. That means Kofshuel Mitzrayim veloy Kofshuel Bava. So that means it has a Shem Eretz Yisroel but no Kedushas Eretz Yisroel. Or if you want to say it had Kedushas Eretz Yisroel in the Bais Rishon but no Kedushas Eretz Yisroel in the Bais Shein. So shtei chalis. Then you have to be mafris to chalis. So why? Because from this mission it appears that when the Chachomim or Gezer Tumah al Eretz Ha'amim, they were even Gezer not only Chutz La'aretz Mamesh, but even Eretz Yisroel, even Moresh Nitro Avraham Avinu. But if it is not Kofshul Bovel, it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisroel, so they were gazing at Tumas Gush L'chol HaPochus. Tumas Gush, that the Gush of the Mekemes of Kofshul Mitzrayim, V'li Kofshul Bovel should be Mitame. So mainly if it's Mitame, so it cannot be Necha. But it's only midrabanon, so mimele mixiver anova da mona shtechalis, achas leir ve achas lepeer. Now let's see Rabbanat no. Sholish arorotis chlukis gdin chal, meat soil that gziv klima koel to soil that gziv, shiritsua hayetso, miakolitsatsov vik of shulin bobbikishom jishnio, mafrisin chalachas, vinisenes lekeen vehobitar. It has reference to the days when there was Tare, when we had it apart. Mikziv arano itzad mizroch, mikziv aramono itzad marov, veine az yisrol mamesh, vikishu el mitzrayim, velikov shu el bovel, ugdush rishen, kishos lovei, masrim, mafris in shtei chalets, horishon isrefes. And the rishen is the ikah, because there is tume. Lifi shihi tumo bitumes arasamim, kim shlo shu el bovel, Vashnio nechales, lifishin tumasachalo, rishino mifosemes, shareino erezamin muro, vimlo yumafrisim haloshnia nechales, yemru trumoteo nisrefes, aval kishimafrisim haloshnio, vinecheles, horeenes in alibelovin tamadovo, uishvele hachomim veimrelei. So, mixivara nova da monoshte halis achasleia vahaslekein, shaleo yeshloshio, because the ika mitzvei shaleir, but that's trumat meyo, is chalat meyo, vishal kenin lishio. Then there's a third level. That's chutz l'aretz mamish. So achas le'eya also shtechalis. Achas le'eya v'achas le'keren. But there's a difference. In the mekeim shekshum saika shul bovel there shtechalis. So the ikar is the tmeo, because there is a chiyuv chale, because there are two the rabbonos. One the rabbonon is mitzad Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, that we paskin the chale, that everybody, all the rishonim paskin. Not only the Rambam. Rambam Shiti is in Megato Tumas and Maestras, but in Megato Chale, so that's the Maskone of the Gemara in Ksuves, in Nide, that Chale Bismanazeh, even Man Vaisheni, so it's only the Rabbonon, because Chale requires Bias Kulchem. And Bimei Ezra in Vaisheni, there was no Bias Kulchem. There was Kulchem. So it's only the Rabbonon. So Mele, it appears from this Mishneh, that even the Mekemish, the Koshul Mitzrayim, the Koshul Bola, doesn't have to just start Israel, but with the Rabbonon, there is one Chiv of Chale, Mitzad Eretz Yisrael. But Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, it cannot be Necheles, because it's Chale Tmeil. So it cannot be distinguished from Chale, from a Chalo in Eretz Yisrael, Shekoshul Mitzrayim, Koshul Bovel, but if for some reason it became Tomei, so it's Nisrefes. So this requires a Shia, because that's the Ika Chale. This is the Chale Mitzad Eretz Yisrael. Mimele, if it's a Chalo Tmeo, it cannot be Necheles. But then, since it partakes of the character of Chus Loretz too, so there is another Chale. There is another Chale. Mitzat Chutz Loretz. So that is Enoshir. That is Enoshir. But then we have Chutz Loretz Mamesh. We also have to be Mafrish to Chalz. But there is the reverse. Because there, the Ike Chale is the Chale that is Nechales. So, Shale'ir Enoshir Vishalken Yesh Lishir. So, he says, so Rashi says, "V'achas lekein kidei shalishti takach teras chala shemitenes lekein shaleir ein lo shio hoyelu shteim b'divaseifrim mutef laharbeis beiso shemaisin lekein shenachelas lemisrefes." Now many rishonim, the Rash, the Rosh, the Kashi, how is it we in Chutz Loretz are not mafris to chalas? We are only mafris a little bit and we burn it. Here the Mishnah says that in Chutz Loretz mamesh we have to mafris two chales. One chale is leir, has to be nisrefes, and one chale has to be given likayin. Shaleir ein lo shio, v'shalkein yeish lo shio. We don't do that. So the Arishenim will say nochaname, but who does it? So the Rash and the Rosh say, and the Ramo Pastors like that all this is only shayach when in Eretz Yisrael there was Ivaporo, and there was there was a chile bitar and everything, but now bismar zeh that everything is tame, now the soil also tame. So then there is only one chale and mashu in this nisrefes. So that's how heta. But bisman when the soil there was evaporon, there was a chile bitar. So then they are two separate rabbonos. One the rabbonon is in the Krochim, Shekov Shul, Mishraim, Kof Shul, Bovel, so we have to be Mafri, say Chalo, Kishio, Echot Memches, Echot Mechob Dalet, and that is Nisrefes. That's a Chale, that is Mechuyet, Biter, Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So what? I mean, even in the Mekemes, where it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Chayim the Reise, because there is no Bez Kulchem, but with Rabbonon, it's chayev. So even the Kochim Shekoshul Mitzrayim Shekoshul Bovel, where it doesn't have the Israel, just says Hishem Eretz Yisrael, there is a chiyuv chalim mid Rabbonon b'teras Eretz Yisrael, not b'teras Chutz Loretz. Then in Chutz Loretz mamesh we have a chiyuv chale b'teras Chutz Loretz. And the Gemara in Beitzes says, says, the basic of Testament Aleph, in prayers of Chav Zayin, says the Omar Shmuel, Halas Chutzloretz, Eichil Vehilich Vahakim Afis. So Halas Chutzloretz, and that applies not only to Halas Chutzloretz, it applies to Trumas Chutzloretz, to Trumas Chutzloretz, also Halim Trumas de Sainach. So the Aloha is that Eichil Vehilich Vahakim Afis. In other words, he can keep on eating from the Ise, and then he leaves, let's say, he has a number of challahs, a challah that was baked, and challah was not taken off. So he can keep on eating. Then when he leaves over a little piece, so his mafkis is that little piece. So my father said, that's a riot, that challahs chutzlores, it's not only mirabon. Chalas HaTzisrol is also only Midrabonon. Even the Mekimish Yeshul Mitzrayim Koshul Bovel, even by Sheini, because it's not Bias Kulchem. But on the Midrabonon level, it involves the Nisar of Tevel. In other words, can you eat Peri Seinum in Meusorim and then say, I'll leave over a piece and I'll be Mephis. So, Yareva is Tevel Yach. You're Chayiv Mishad Yishamayim if you eat Tevel. So Chalas HaTzisrol, so midrabonon it involves an isatev. Chalas chutzloretz does not involve an isatev. It's only mitzvah afrosh. Mitzvah afrosh. So, but there is no isatev. Now the Gemara says in Beitzed Aftes or Medaleh, Domar Shmuel, chalas chutzloretz ichol vehilech v'hakim afrosh. V'hakim afrosh. So that means that chalas chutzloretz you have a chale, and the one who baked the chale didn't take off challah, you're allowed to eat it. But then, how can you eat it? It's devil. No, as long as you leave over a piece and then you'll be kirei Hashem after it, so it's okay. So my father said, it's a raya that challah schus loretz is not only distinguished from challah Eretz Yisrael in the fact that it's mirabon. Even Eretz Yisrael, even by Sheni, it was mirabon. But mit der Rabbonon Chalas Eretz Yisrael was mamish, called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kindereisticken, it involved in Isatev. Chalas Chutz Loretz is another der Rabbonon. It's the Rabbonon only to be mafrish, but there is no Isatev. And the Raya is that from Shmuel's din, Chalas Chutz Loretz Eichol Veilach Mafrish. I remember the first year when he arrived here, 57 years ago, I remember there was one Rav, was a big Tom Tzochem in Tzadik. He had a great grandson. He had two great grandsons here. One comes here sometimes. Ephraim Bo is the great grandson, and Yaakov Bo, the great grandson of Rav Goldman. He was a big Tom Tzochem, and he was a Tzadik. He was a Tzadik. I mean, he's such a Zoyer, a Midarim Mitzvahs. And he had a haksha in those days over sunshine crackers. Sunshine, I think it still exists, sunshine crackers, no? Who has the haksha? The OU?
I've not heard, I don't know.
Oh, sunshine crackers. I never eat it, but I think it's under the OU, sunshine crackers. And that was a terrific haksha. Imagine, 57 years ago, he was there whole day, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5, 10 hours. So he was my supervisor, and he received $100 a week 57 years ago. $100 a week, it's like at least $50,000. That's $5,000 a year. So it's at least like $50,000 today. That was considered the best hechsher in those days. All the rabbonim more mekanehim, more jealous of him. So he didn't have such a thing, but he worked harder than all the other rabbonim, you see. He was there a whole day. So, but he was medarim in mitzvahs, so he supervised everything. And the owner in those days was not such a tzaddik. He let him supervise as far as ingredients are concerned, but he wanted to take off challah. But the boss, challah, he wouldn't let him. He said he'll fire him if he takes off. I mean, that he was not a nice person. the owner of Sunshine. So he asked my father, Ishaile, does he have to give up the job? So he gave up the job, so he won't make panos. He was ready. So my father passed and he doesn't have to give up the job. If he had been a Mashgiach on Eretz Yisrael, so then he would have to give up the job. Even though a Chale in Eretz Yisrael today and even by Sheni is only with Rabbonim, so what? But with Rabbonim there is a Misatel. If somebody is a Mashgiach, what does Mashgiach do? He represents to the public that it's Mutter. So, but if he's a Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael and they don't give up Chale, so it's Tevel. What difference does it make? Whether it's Psarev, the Chol of which is in the Rabbonon, or Tevel in the Rabbonon. So you'd have to give up. But here it's in Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara says, Chalas Chutz Loretz. Eichel Vehelich Vahaki Mafrish. The Mafrish, I mean, at that time, all the Rabbonim in New York talked about my father's Psak. Everybody agreed with my father's Psak, but it was considered a Chiddush. So that means that Chalas Chutz Loretz, there is no Isater. There is only a Mitzvah Rabbonim. There is a Mitzvah Rabbonim. So my father said to Rav Goldman, Rav Goldman, yes, I'm tachoi for a ballet bus laden tefillin, does he the reise? Yes, I'm tish tachoi for the far. Is a mevat la mitzvah? Ibi a kentemen, if I find, I lost a knish. In a soil, but the taf move gem dem jam. And it is interesting that, well, that was considered as a big chiddush. All the rabbonim talked about it. I remember Rav Misha Rosen, Rav Tomashov, they are all impressed with my father's psak. And they agreed with it. Then I found a tshuva in the Mishkenes Yaakov Barab Yaikel Kalimea, that one of the daily in his day, so asked the Kashe, what, how does Shmuel say, Chalas Chusloretz Eichel Behilir Vahakim Afrish? After all, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, he's mafris after the Achilles, so he ate him. So he said the same words what my father said. So that means Chalas Chutz Loretz is a special din of Chale. It's only a rabbonon of a mitzvah of being mafris and giving it to the kids. But there is no isater. There is no isater. I mean, why would the Chachom misaking Chalas Chutz Loretz? Because if Jews will not have to be mafris chale, they'll forget about chale, then they'll come to Eretz Yisrael. They will not know about it. So the Chachomim are only misake in mitzvah of nisino. It's a mitzvah, but there is no isater. That's what he says. But surprisingly, Rabbi Yankel Kalina does not agree with that pshat. He said, that Chutz Loretz should the din of Chale should only involve a mitzvah of Afroshe Nisine no Isater. But it's a good kasha. So he says, since it's in the Rabbanon, so Mele you can be misaking the Isater of Mafreya. And that's it. My father said it's very, very dark. I mean, Lechlapach is assuming that you can be misakom afreya if it is veilah, but if it's all eaten up and digested, how can you misakom afreya something that doesn't exist? So my father did not agree with what Rabbi Yankel Kalina said, but with what the other one, the Sheil, said. Anyway, so what's that?
Maybe
Yesh Breira or something. Alright, Yesh Breira, fine. But then, first of all, but only if it's veilah. But can you say Yesh Breirim, it's not Balaam? It has to be Balaam. Look, Shani Osid Lafrish.
He didn't even say that.
Nothing. That's right. And then if it's on the basis of Breire, so you should apply to Chalas Chutz Loretz also, because we passed him with the Rabbonon Yesh Breire, and Chalas Chutz Loretz is also the Rabbonon. But this is not, he doesn't have to be Mafrish. So there Yesh Breire, he has to make a Froshe at the very outset, before he eats. But he says, I declare as Chale that piece that will be left after I finish it. But he didn't say anything here. He doesn't have to make any afrosh. How is it just a mafreya on something that's ununderstandable? I mean, what the Yali, what Rav Yankel Kohen says. So the Pashtus is my Pashtus. Now, I'm mentioning it because it's very important. You see here, in other words, by Chale, there are two Derabbanans. First of all, now even by Sheini, even the Atzisol, the Kofshul, Mitzrayim, the Kofshul, the Bovel, is also the Rabbanan. But in regard to the Mekimis, the Kofshul, Mitzrayim, the Loi Kofshul, the Bovel, where it has a Shem Atzisol, and not Dushas Atzisol, or it had Dushas Atzisol originally at one time, not any, not now, so then there is a Chiyuv of Chale, Mitzat Chale Atzisol, but it has the characteristic of Chus La'aretz too, since it doesn't have Dushas Atzisol. So Mele, he has to be Mafrish to Chalas. You see, that's why I mention it, in order to understand the Mishnah. So Minano Ve'adamono Lutnim Shtei Chalas. Achas, so there are two mitzvahs of Chalas. One of Chosh is Mitzad HaRetz-Yisroel. Mitzad HaRetz-Yisroel, it involves and Nisatevo and everything. And that's the Ikar. But that's Meyo, so it's Leia. And it's Yesh Roshio. And the other one is Mitzad Chutz La'aretz. So that's not the Ikar. So Ein Roshio. So Shalir Ein Roshio, V'shalchen Yesh Roshio. U'tulyei Meichlo. Rabbi Yisim HaZorach Tfilasol, Yisovim. And then, so he says, no, I mean, and the third, so, Stichal Sachas Leir, Mixiver Ano, but Amona Stichal Sachsliach as a Kain, so you yeast the shears of Kain this year. In Ano, but Amona with Nimdes Huslaus Mamesh, so then, Istichalis, and there Istichalis, both Halis are Mitzat Huslaus, and they don't have this affair. Achas le'eya, v'yachas le'keyen shaleir in Moshio, v'shalkeyen yesh l'shio. Alright. So, I mentioned it. So, anyway, it appears from that Mishnah, and from so many Gemoras, that in regard to Chale, even though Chale is neid mirabonon mechutz l'oretz, and it's neid mirabonon me'arts Yisrael, and it's neid mirabonon me'arts Yisrael in the Mekimis, but there is an essential difference between the Chiyuv Chale and the Rabbonon in the Mekeim Shekofshul Mishan Kofshul Bovel. So there it's a Chiyuv Chale like Chale in the Arts Yisrael Mamesh with the Reise, with the Nisatevel and everything. The excellence in the Rabbonon. And the Chiyuv Chale in Chuslo B'teras Chuslo is where it is. B'teras Chuslo is not B'teras Arts Yisrael. Now, By Trume is also mit Rabbonon there is a Chiyuv Trume. So according to many Rishonim, and that's the way he passed, and we are neig, only in Mekimis HaKrevim, like Haman HaMeyov, in Mitzrayim, Bovel. But that's mentioned, Trume in Chalas, and HaChale is also Trume. So, Eichlo Ve'Helich, V'Hakim Afnish. So by Trume in Eretz Mitzrayim, in Haman HaMeyov, in Bovel, you can keep on yink, and leave over a piece and then be mafrish as truma. So that means that as far as truma is concerned, all right, by maisre, so as far as truma is maisre is concerned, in chutz la'aretz mekim is a craving, so it doesn't involve any satevel either. It's like chalas chutz la'aretz. Only mitzvah of afroshe and nisine, likeh, but no is satevel. And by Chale, so we have two derabbanans. One derabbanan b'teras Eretz Yisrael, the Mekimis, Shekoshul, Samish, Bovel. There it involves a Nisa Tevel, and then another derabbanan of Nisine doesn't involve a Nisa Tevel, and it's Nechales and everything b'teras Chutl, just a mitzvah. So the question arises: so why is Trumas and Maisres different than Chale? Which the same aloha that applies to Chale, so by Chale there is over and above the Rabbonon of Chale b'Teras Chutz La'aretz, there is the Rabbonon of Chale in the Mekimish of Shul Mitzrayim Shul Bovel b'Teras Eretz Yisrael, and it's different the Rabbonons. One the Rabbonon involved in a Tevel, the other the Rabbonon doesn't involve in Tevel. Why shouldn't by Trumas Maisri be the same thing? But we see from these Rishonim that there is a difference. So Chachomim more machmir legabe Chale then ligabi tumisamais ligabi chale, there is this special chiyuv of a froshe of tumisamais lezlibirinis a tevel and midrabonon. Don became his kofshul mitzrayim, kofshul bovel, and begat tumisamais lez. So Rashi says, Rashi and Rabnetam tastes that Bishon that is kofshul mitzrayim, the loy kofshul bovel. That loy kofshul bovel, so that. So it has the same status as chutzlo as mamish. So mele one lashon in teis Rabnetam says chutzlo as mamish is chayv vaday natan mai. So bishon is also chayv vaday natan mai. And when Rebbe was matter bishon, he was matter mai, but vaday wasn't matter. So why vaday wasn't matter? Because it's legal chutzlo as, but that there should be a special chiyuv of Hafroshes Tumis and Maisel, which are at soil and satevel. It's not mashma from this regime. Not mashma regime. So apparently there is a difference between Chale and Tumis and Tumis and Maisel. And then there is something else. Here we see Ligabe Tumis and Maisel, there is a Chiyuv L'chol Apoches. There is a Chiyuv L'chol Apoches of Midrabonon, even Chutzlores. We can say crazy, all right, the Arshenim will say that Vadai we are Machuif the Mafris, even Mekimis are Achaikim. But most Rishenim say only Mekimis are craving. But Mekimis are craving, so we pass in, there is a Chiyuv of Tumis and Maisres, even Chutzlores Mamesh. How about Shviz? Shviz and Chutzlores? There is no Yisar Chvishe in Shviz, Nishviz. So there seems to be, it appears paradoxical. The Gabi Shviz, the Bova Shviz, what?
Did Rashiva say
no, I didn't say any so. I don't know. I didn't see anyone should give a reason why. I didn't see anyone who gives a reason.
Only on a place like Beit Shan, that was Kipshoyle Bubble, and not Kipshoyle Mitzrayim, not the Bubble. That's one that has a shame.
Yeah, one second. Now, Perigvov of Shviz, Mishnalech. Sholesh Arotis Lishvis, Kol Sher Ziko Libovel, Mead Yisroel Vad Gziv, that means Kofshul Mishraim, the Kofshul Libovel, Loi Nechal Veloi Nevad. So I mentioned Friday. Loi Nevad means that there is a Nisachish. What does Loi Nechal mean? So there is a Machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam, or the Rash and the Rambam. Teisves and the Rash say, Loi Nechal means that you're not allowed to eat it after Zmanabil. You know, there is a halacha that after Zmanabil, Kisachale, the parsha in Kisove, Kisachale Laseya, Stvues Masa. So, Bishon Ashlishis, so by Pesach, there's the Zmanabil, so there is Vidu Maisres, you know, I mean, the Shon Ashlishis and the Shnas Ashlis. So the pshat, so according to the Russian taste is when it says kol shalzikol ibovel masroel aziv, that means kofshul mitzrayim kofshul ibovel lo nechal, you're not allowed to eat it after the zmanabil. It's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, it's a nisa mederaisi, because we learn it out from the psukim. Kisechal asya. The Ramban is masik and the Rambam. He says it's nasmachte. It's only the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's the Reise. According to the Rambam, it's only the Rambam. So, most Rishenim agree with the Rambam, this is the Reise, not the Rambam. So, according to Tesis and the Rash, Loi Nechal means that it's also Ba'achile after the Bio. Loi Nevat means it's not Nechash. Then another Pshat Rambam is Loi Nechal means the Sviche Shviz, the Chachomim Asad, the vegetables that grow by themselves without anyone planting them. So you're not allowed to eat them because of Gzeire, because of Devra Avera, if it'll be Muta to eat, you know, Sviche Shviz that grow by themselves. So many in Avarian, Echete, so who has no Yerushamayim, he'll plant deliberately in Shviz, and then when people ask him, how do you have it? He'll say, by itself it will. So because of that, the Chachomim Asa Tzvich Shviz, vegetables that grow by themselves, that's a Misad Rabbah. So according to the Rambam, it means Sholesh Arotzis L'Shviz Kol Sherzik L'Bobel Me'atzisol V'Aziv Lo'y Nechal. In other words, the Tzvich Shviz Aroseh V'Lo'y Neva. But the and the other pshat is loy nechal means that it's osel ba'achile lachas manabil. The Rabban Bat Nora mentions both shot sholes harotis lishvis klukes lishvis kol shenzikol lebovel ezra b'siyaiti ki she'och arul bovel loy nechal v'neva sh'abidis oret sayi asura b'shvis v'nevdo v'godlo osel le'achil meisom gidulim. There's the Rambam pshat. Pir Shachar Viker, that's Tesis Pshat and the Ras Pshat. Loy Nechalacha Shviz, Loy Bio, Loy Nera Bishviz. So that's one level. So, Kol Shelzikul Bob, also exit Loy Nechal, Loy Nera. Kol Shelzikul Mitzrayim, but not Libova. So it doesn't have dishes of soil, only Shemat soil. Mixi Vadano, Paramono, Nechal, Loy Nera. So it is Osea, Bihrishe. But it's necha. So what mean necha? According to the Rash means that it's muter ba'achil lachas ma'abir. According to the Rambam, it means that the svich ma'muter. Minanom, ramonu lifnim, the schus loos mamesh, necha v'nevat. So anyway, so in regard to Shviz, there is a special aloche that in the Rabbonon, there is a nisa of aveide in Shviz in the mikemish of Shul Mishraim Koshul Bavar. So Koshul Bavar. So we see that Shviz is more homo, and that's not because Chuslaris more raya in Chuslaris itself. There is no Yisrael of Avedi b'Shviz. So we see that in regard to Shviz, there is a special Yisrael of Shviz in the Mekemish of Shul Mishan Goshul Bora, even though in Chuslaris Mamed there is no Achim. So one could argue, so it's a Kawachimna. Since in regard to Shviz, where the Chachomim were not machmir, the Yisra Shviz and Chuslaras itself, but in the Mekimish Goshul Yisrael Goshul Bava, so Mitzad Arts Yisrael, there is an Yisra Shviz from the Rabbonon. So in regard to Trumas Umayisres, where the Chachomim were mechayel, Trumas Umayisres even Chuslaras Mamesh and Mekimish Hakrevim, but Chuslaras Mamesh, Alachas Kamer Vechamo, that in the Mekimish there should be a chiyuv mitzad Eretz Yisrael. We could argue that way, but we see it's not like that. And the Teretz is the Anisenes, because in Chutz Loretz, in regard to Tumas Maisel, since the Chachomim decided